Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
The NutriMedical Report, and we're here, as I say, I'm the Wizard of Iz. If you ask me any question on Earth in any area of human activity, I will give you an answer or a logical way to analyze and break it down using the Gordian knot slicer of common sense, logic, and intuitive knowledge. And you had some tough questions today, Sean. Again, less EMF. You have all the amazing technologies through our shop product links. If you go down to less EMF link under shop by products at NutriMedical.com, you'll see a direct link to the entire page. You'll see a page, sub-page that brings you to all the clothing and other materials that block EMF. I just got my new cell phone, Apple iPhone 8 Plus. And, of course, I have in the back of the phone that blocking material that's inside my leather case. So when I have the phone toward my body, it still can connect to the cell phone towers, but it's not frying me and my DNA at the same time. We have, of course, the antenna and some of the other materials I get from Less EMF, and they assemble all the pieces for our epigenetic antenna frequency, epigenetic frequency therapy, which is amazing. In fact, I have it all set up in my office right now, and we are setting up other people. The package, if you get the entire package, including the frequencies for your illness, is $350. It includes an amplifier, the 10-inch antenna, all the special alligator clips and adapters, etc. And I put it together, and I'll do a Dropbox share of the specific frequency spectra, which I'm continually working to upgrade to. For example, I have the atomic resonance of all the minerals, and we're now working on all the amino acids. There's the black and white keys on the keyboard of your DNA, and I'm in the process of putting together my patent application on that as well, because I'm the first in the world to develop what's called epigenetic frequency therapy, and I will have world patents here sometime in the next 6 months to a year. So, you're building also for me a special cage or fabric around my tower, which is my custom-made supercomputer. It's coming back today from further repairs and upgrades. And it's I think it's around 9.5 inches by 21.5 by 21.5 inches deep. And I don't want to get fried while I'm doing my shows or doing consultations from people with the epigenetic frequencies that are jamming DNA. And most people don't realize electricity is toxic to human if you want to call it crosstalk between your telomeres and your ion channels that regulate the life force, which is basically a dance between biophotons and gene induction of DNA. And I'm the first in the world to actually extend the research from Linus Pauling and others on quantum stereochemistry and quantum biomechanics. My first lecture in this area was 1982 called Phonon Maser Cytogenetics to a panel of biophysicists at the University of Calgary. 36 years ago, so you can imagine I've accumulated an incredible amount of information on this, which I haven't published because I don't want it to be turned into the most deadly subtle weapon in human history. So I want it to be used for healing, not for harassment or for horrors. How's that? And most people don't realize the horror of electricity, because electricity was invented after the taste and sense of smell and vision were, and as a result, you're not aware that you're a beaker frog being fried by your cell phone at the side of your head, your smart meter on your home, the Wi-Fi networks everywhere, Gwen towers, and electrotoxins that are being pumped back from the power corporation into the ground and actually goes through magnetite in the soil even through the water pipes in your home. So most people don't realize they're actually being slowly cooked. As they say, you are, if you, even if you don't believe it, a beaker frog. Do you like that term?
That's the gray one.
Beaker frog. You should have a little symbol in the front of less EMF. Don't be a beaker frog. Because you are being cooked. The only time when you realize it's too late, because your legs have now been cooked to the point where you can't jump out of the beaker. So let's talk about, you had a tough question. You wanted to talk about how can we stop the 12,000 low Earth orbit satellite 5G network. Now, I have lots of skill sets. One of them is I'm actually a medical legal expert, and I've taken courses at Stony Brook Medical Center, ABIMI, as a medical legal expert in every specialty. And I can pick up a lot of your, I'm thinking, I'm tempted to try to do that online so I don't waste my time, because I can absorb the knowledge pretty quickly. What we need to do is file a injunction through the International Court of Justice in The Hague. And that injunction would deal with the non-ionizing effects on the DNA and cell induction of all life forms. And you can validate it with scanning electron microscopy of the neuropores and the ion channels of all living things, whether they're plants, insects, animals, fish, etc. And so we're literally creating an extinction-level event. This, in fact, will cause a major collapse in the biosphere. The first thing you're going to see disappearing are insects. Second thing you're going to see is the disappearance of mycobacteria that fix minerals to the plants. So the plants without minerals, you'll start seeing crop failures. Third, you'll see a decrease in the immune system of animals and plants, so pandemics will start spreading, not just because the virus or pathogens or toxic fungi like Candida auris are getting more deadly, which they are, because of increased ground-level radiation, because we're destroying the ozone layer and getting background cosmic rays, X-rays, and ultraviolet light are much higher energy, that while they hit the ground, they actually speed forward the forward evolution of toxic, deadly superpathogens. People aren't aware of that, but unfortunately, I am. And I want to tell you straight up, people, you're not going to hear this information on any other radio show anywhere else. They're not going to either have the knowledge or the way to convey it to you of exactly how deadly this is and real solutions like our defense wipes, neutron defense, and our scalar blocking radiation with things like the antenna system or the sonic life machine, whatever, to literally erase the toxic sticky notes stuck on the DNA on the ion channels of your cells. So, that injunction would, by the way, quantitatively prove, and there's a number of sources of information now. I have so much information on this, it's insane. And the non-ionizing effect of scalar radiation on cells and biological systems, only about 35 to 40% of people have symptoms of electropollution, things like insomnia, agitation, maybe rashes, maybe muscle cramps, or even things like heart failure or hypertension. But everybody, if you actually do a skin biopsy or other testing, every living thing is negatively affected by scalar radiation. There is no exception. Insects, humans, fungi, mycobacteria, viruses, bacteria, every living thing is negatively affected by scalar radiation. We call non-ionizing. What do you think, Sean?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the insects going first, that's what worries me. That's already our backup.
Well, if you actually go on the coast areas, for example, of British Columbia, places where there's lower British Columbia and upper Washington State, you'll see a lot of the insects have disappeared on the coast because there's three avenues for scalar radiation and radioisotopes coming in from Fukushima Daiichi, which is not decreasing. First is the surface water, and you can get vaporization up to 200 kilometers inland from the vapor trail at the coastal area where you have wavelets forming at the surface. You also have high-altitude radiation, and the radiation coming in actually is not coming at low altitude. It's coming in from 26 to 30,000 plus feet. And the third is along the deep trenches. And when you have deep trench radioisotopes in the oceans, it actually links what's called the isotopic links, the free radicals of the deep trenches of the Earth, with the five layers of the Van Allen radiation belt, and increases geotectonic events such as the slippage of the crust, which is causing the supervolcano to move its hot spot in Hawaii, to the large volcanic explosion that occurred just a few days ago in New Zealand, and the about to happen, the Mount Vesuvius explosion, which could kill up to 4 million people in nearby Naples, Italy. What people don't understand is we pollute the world, we also change the ground-level ozone, change the ground-level ultraviolet B, C, and D. A will tan you, B will burn you, C will give you cancer, and D will go right through the side of a building. Plus cosmic rays and background space-based X-rays. So there's an interlocking of the gears of space weather and Earth weather, and also the biology of the planet. So what we've done by destroying the ozone layer with nitric oxide and radiotoxins from Fukushima and post-geriatric reactors is we've increased the chances of an extinction-level event that will wipe out much of the human race and the biosphere. And people don't get this yet, do they? They have knuckleheads like Igor, I call Al Gore, that want to chase carbon credits, when really the poisoning of the benthic layer of the oceans by shipping business to China, Indonesia, and other countries that don't have pollution standards is polluting the oceans and destroying the phytoplankton, so the carbon oxygen cycle is destroyed. And that's why the oxygen concentration has dropped from 21 to 19%. And to have an ozone layer, you need oxygen, a Schumann resonance field from the Earth, and you have to have ultraviolet radiation coming from the sun to actually generate the ozone layer to protect us from background cosmic rays, X-rays, and high-energy ultraviolet light. People that don't know this science, shut the hell up. Okay? Don't talk anymore. Listen. How's that? Back in a moment with Sean. And then he'll get a question in this time. Yeah, I'm in a rare mood today. I've actually been getting really good rest lately. And, of course, I got into my chamber yesterday, which helped me a lot. I have a hyperbaric chamber with ozone and oxygen concentrator. I use my epigenetic frequency antenna, actually. In fact, I'm in the process of just turning that little sucker on right now. And there we go. Come on now. Behave yourself and turn on. Anyway, so... Sean, do you have any other tough questions? Because a lot of people aren't aware. Your company is the lead company in the world for basically blocking electrotoxins.
That's and right. We have been doing this for 22 years. We are considered experts in this field.
Right. And now, when you ask that question about 5G, the outgoing governor of California blocked 5G implementation. I'm not sure exactly what his philosophy was or whatever. But some of the other things they want to do is kind of crazy. Firstly, the amount of pollution you create by creating solar panels is actually greater than using oil. And the fact is, if you're going to put solar, don't put it on your roof. Put it off on a place, for example, if I get solar, I've got a company I'm looking at bringing as an affiliate from Texas, has an EMP-hardened solar backup battery and power grid system, so that even if there's a coronal mass ejection from the sun or North Korea or somebody else decides to have a satellite blow a gasket, or they put up a 100,000-foot, 300 miles off the coast, fishing boat, kind of 3-kiloton EMP weapon, my power grid will still be intact because it won't be relying on the grid. In fact, I want to get off-grid. That's one of the things I'm recommending to people. Get off-grid because when you're off-grid, you're also not going to carry the pollution into your home, even if you don't have a smart meter, of all your neighbors, because if all your neighbors have got smart grids, that's still not only pouring through the air, but also backwashing through the power grid system into your A and B sides of your power panel coming into your home. Now, you can use a Stetsurizer to block the low frequencies, but what people don't understand is we are being fried inside our own DNA and skin. Now, I've been telling this before, but I want people to understand it. I was recruited from grade 11 because I taught myself quantum mechanics to beat 7,000 people for a PhD scholarship to go to MIT in quantum nuclear physics. Now, if I had gone to the dark side, like, you know, instead of Anakin Sky Deagle, I'd gone and become Darth Deagle, I would have made it last now 49 years, which is a long time now, 49 years ago, I would have made the most deadly atomic weapons in human history because I got skill sets, okay? Now, thank God I had enough heart and humanity and Christianity in me that I didn't do the evil things. But I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of bad people out there that want to do terrible things. And the first thing they're doing is they're spreading 5G network. Even my new iPad phone I have, I've got a special shield in the back. In fact, I transferred my shield from my old case to my new case. So when I'm walking around, I can put the side facing toward me, which means it blocks about 95% of the radiation. It'll still connect to the tower, but it's going to protect me so I won't get my DNA fried or silenced by the scalar radiation coming off my iPhone. I'm also not going to use their headphones that they have I'm going to use an AirTube headphone set. In fact, that's one of the things I want you to add to my order is an AirTube headphone set. I guess you guys carry them, right?
Yeah, we've got them in mono and stereo version, so whichever you prefer.
Yeah, I want a stereo version. Yeah, okay. The reason is, what it does is there's a tube, so the little sound is generated, and there's like what 4 or 5 inches of that air tube that carries it up to your head. So you're not sticking them in your temporal lobe. I even see people walking around with these wireless things, and they're about an inch long below their ears. They've got these little things, and you look and say, where the hell are the wires? And there's no wires because it's wireless, which means they're pumping into your temporal lobes. They're pumping into your temporal lobes, and the broken motor speech center is being fried by the fact that you're actually doing this. Now, if you wonder why you're starting to get tinnitus, it's because when you increase the glial activation of nitroperoxy radical and you're breaking down the blood-brain barrier, which happens within 30 seconds in young people and a couple minutes in older people, it's no wonder you're getting tinnitus. It's not just the middle ear, eighth cranial nerve, or cochlea, or the balance mechanism, your vertiginous areas of your semicircular canals. A lot of the tinnitus is being generated directly by your freaking brain. Now, if you go talk to an ENT doctor, they'll tell you this. They're not idiots. They know that this is true. But people are still walking around with cell phones, even when the cell phone company says, do not put this near your head. They put it on their own recommendations because their lawyers know better and tell you that. So you need to get air tubes. So what are the kinds of things would you tell people to get just to protect them from the craziness that all the so-called regulators, politicians, and pinheads and pseudoscientists are putting out there that are destroying human biology and the biology of every living thing, including the flowers in your windowsill, to our crops that may be destroyed by 5G network. It's pretty crazy stuff, isn't it?
That's right. And, you know, we kind of give 3 steps for protecting yourself, too. So you hit the first one right there, the cell phone. Protect the cell phone, get yourself the headset. That gets that distance in there. You get to protect it towards your body. That's going to put you in a much better place with that cellular device.
Right.
Number 2, look at your computer. We have sections for laptops and desktops. So we can shield each part individually the correct way to keep you as safe as possible.
So if you have a laptop, like right now my main computer is away, so I have a laptop, what would you do to protect me from the radiation from my laptop?
Well, number 1 is we got to get you away from it. We got to put a little distance there, and we've got to shield the base. Where the keyboard is, right underneath there is all the electronics.
Right.
We get some high magnetic fields coming out of there. So we're going to put in an extra mouse, an extra keyboard that are hardwired, not wireless, so you can back up a little bit and put what we call the wrap top over the base of the laptop there. And this is going to wrap above and below. You know, we had the HeraPad, which only went below.
Right. But this also allows you to still touch your keyboard, though, right? You can touch your keyboard through this. Is it a shield you have?
This is for you to have a separate wired keyboard plugged into the USB.
Oh, so in other words, you have a separate wired keyboard plugged in the USB, but your actual computer is wrapped. So you have a keyboard and a wired and actually a mouse. So you have your laptop, but you actually have a separate wired keyboard that's separate from that.
Correct.
So your keyboard would sit on top of your other keyboard that's all in this wrap, and your wired keyboard now is not going to deliver electromagnetic radiation because it's going to come right through the keyboard. Okay, that's interesting.
Well, it's going to eliminate most of the radiation. There's still a little bit of an electric field associated with it, but all we have to do is add a little piece of material underneath and connect that ground cord, and we can get rid of the electric field there, too.
Wow. That's interesting.
A lot of people that I talk to, they don't even go that fabric route. They just go with gloves. The gloves, you can link them together with a nice 5-foot wire, and then one little wire to ground, and then your hands are protected, whether you're using the mouse or the keyboard.
Right. Now, the other thing is I call the DNA eraser. That's the scale of radiation from the antenna. I have mine set up right now. So what it's doing is it's broadcasting to the air the atomic resonance of minerals to entrain my cell ion channels and my telomeres to release and activate DNA to regenerate any organ or tissue, because the black keys on the keyboard are the plasma resonance of minerals, and the white keys on the keyboard of your DNA called the DNA a musical scale. In fact, I'll be putting this musical scale together, and in fact, I'll be able to start composing music based on this new musical scale. It actually is the musical notes that talk to your DNA of not only humans, but all living things. Is that cool or what? So if you hit the right musical notes, for example, you can grow super crops, because you turn on the ion channels to activate DNA in your plants, and if you put the right minerals in, and I have a new mineralization formula I'm working on, it'll make superfood. And you can grow it in a mild hyperbaric chamber with 1,000 parts per million carbon dioxide, and you grow superfoods super fast with high vitamin and food.
It's been...
And we're back with... Tony is here from our Neutrodyne chemist. And by the way, you can't get this elsewhere. We had some fraud. We had a couple people in Britain steal credit cards and try to purchase large volumes of Neutrodyne. And one of the packages, we actually are still trying to track to get it back because we found out there was fraud. There was some individual changing names and stealing cards and trying to get a lot of our Neutrodyne. If there's a nuclear war, if there's a major pathogen released or a pandemic plague like H7N9, I did an alert the other day that H7N9, which we've been tracking since about 2013 in China, it only has 3 mutations away from becoming a super pandemic. And by the way, it has potential being a greater pandemic than the 1918 flu, the H5N1 back in 2005, and the 2009 H1N1 flu. This one, right now, is 38% lethal, and if it drops its lethality, it'll increase the infectivity. I'm an expert in bioweapons. In fact, I was appointed at a Reserve Admiral Hughes back in 1997. That's 21 years ago, working with the FBI and CDC. So I trained under a bioweaponeer, Dr. Robert Brown, who worked in Bethesda and Rutgers campus, working on the T-virus project back in the early 70s. It was a recombinant virus from a viral capsid and a paralytic virus that basically would block your neuromuscular junctions so you'd suffocate, and a canister of 1 kilo at 40,000 feet over the Boston to Washington corridor would kill virtually 80-90% of the people by suffocation. Now, people don't want to believe that these things exist, but I can give them the tech details. So, you know, not like some other broadcasters who want to quote each other, I'm quoting myself. And I know things, and I have a photographic memory, so I don't forget anything I absorb. Never. And I want people to understand that Neutrodyne is a breakthrough, and it was prophesied by Edgar Cayce. That's why we call it the Edgar Cayce plasma monatomic iodine. And it's unlike all other forms of so-called nascent or other forms of iodine, because regular iodine is not able to displace fluoride, chloride, or bromide. These are high-energy molecules. In fact, chloramines and fluoramines are many thousands, if not millions of times more strong in terms of being what's called electrophilic. They have a specific chemical property. Remember the electrophilicity, right? The ability to grab electrons. Now, what's happening is we're fluoridating and fluoramining water and chloramining water, and we're also adding a lot of, most of the pesticides are halide pesticides, so they not only lock onto the female receptor feminizing males, but they actually block your immune system too. And what people should start understanding is, we talked about Neutrodyne helping you fight pathogens or getting rid of free radicals, it's changing the redox or the electron density of the cytochrome so you have higher energy generating more ATP and NADH, nicotine, adenine, dinucleotide hydride, and adenosine and triphosphate. And without high energy molecules, your cells are in an anaerobic state, because the anaerobic state is also the acidic state, the electron deficient state, and the state where biotoxins, the stealth pathogens, heavy metals, and stealth organisms can grow inside your cells and disrupt your DNA or your mitochondria or your ribosomes, making proteins, structural proteins and enzymes. Now, I've been doing this so long, to me it's like, you know, playing a concert piano. I can loop over the keys of the science like it's like breathing. I don't need to look at the keys to know what the science is. So ask away your questions, because when you have a serious infection, I have a gentleman who's right now who just consulted me this morning, and he, unfortunately, he'd been taking nutraceuticals from us for years, but he tried to treat it himself, and he had a methicillin-resistant Staph aureus. So a few weeks ago, we managed to get him the actual upgraded products, which is Neutrodyne plus or other nutraceuticals. And thank God he did, because when he got his x-ray done, he had an osteomyelitis, and the surgeon was planning on amputating his finger. And I told him, I said, get into hyperbaric oxygen and really amp up the Neutrodyne, and you'll knock it off. Now, what our nutraceuticals, especially Neutrodyne, does is Neutrodyne, Alcimet, and NutriSilver will go through the biofilm. Most antibiotics won't, which is why you can't really kill off a lot of the new bugs. In fact, the drug companies have given up on the idea of creating antibiotics against the new superbugs that are primarily in places like hospitals and outpatient clinics. So if you want to get a superbug and you want to die, go to a burn unit, go to a hospital outpatient clinic, and go to being admitted to a hospital to a unit where it's rife with super pathogens going and ready to kill people there. And in the hospital, if you get some of these super pathogens, whether it's methicillin-resistant Staph aureus or Candida auris, you got a pretty good chance of being put in the ground. So ask away your questions, Tony.
Well, so you kind of already answered it, but I was going to ask how Nutridyne helps to remove the free radicals, but you said it increases oxygen.
It increases the oxygen and the ATP and NADH. And when you have higher levels of redox, the cell has the energy to actually fight intracellular pathogens and get rid of free radicals. It's an energetic process to get rid of free radicals. So if you don't have an aerobic, high electron density, high ATP and NADH state, you can't get rid of free radicals or intracellular pathogens or even express your genetics. So whenever you have a tissue, if you were able to do, let's say, a Linus Pauling postulated a thing called a field ion scanner, which requires supercomputer technology. And about 6 years ago, I presented my theory to a radiologist up in L.A. at one of our conferences. And he couldn't believe it that I actually figured out the physics of how to actually create what's called a quantum field ion scanner, which basically would take the spectral frequency of every molecule in your body and using a supercomputer could array it in a color-based scale. So you could see someone eating a ham sandwich and turning it into biomolecules and bioconverting and seeing the ATP in different parts of your liver, etc. You could actually see it happening. So you'd see in four dimensions, including the time-space dimension, the bioconversion and energetics and the molecular signature of every biomolecule in your body, including minerals, ion channels, activating biomolecules, and specific substructural things. You could see the endoplasmic reticulum activating and the production of things. Now, that's coming. That'll be something that Bones in the 25th century and the Star Trek Enterprise will have. It'll be people like me that invent it. And I have the idea, so one of my patents I want to do and patent it over to a radiology company is to build Linus Pauling's field ion scanner, and I know how to do it.
Excellent.
Yeah, pretty neat, hey? People say, well, who's this Deagle, man? I've had people being so crazy because I don't call it an IQ, I call it curiosity index. I'm so curious, I've asked more questions than most people alive 1,000 years. Which is good. I mean, you got to be curious. And you can't, unless you swim in the sea of curiosity, which means the sea of ignorance, you're never going to get wise to realize you never really knew anything. And every day I wake up realizing how little I know. I don't think I know so damn much. I ask more questions. And what I realize is that the people that don't ask questions basically are completely ignorant and they are a victim of their own stupidity and unwillingness to ask questions because they're unwilling to realize they don't know anything. It's like the end of the movie with Christmas Carol, and he's dancing in his bed after the three angels visited him. He says, I don't know anything. Remember that song at the end of the Christmas Carol? And he realized he didn't know anything, that the angels could accomplish it in one night rather than three nights, and they actually could save him from going to hell. So our society and our culture is going to hell because our greatest lack in our world is wisdom. For example, when you ask a question, it doesn't come from your mind. It comes from your soul, your hyperdimensional being inside you. So when you get an inspiration by people like Edgar Cayce, who is a medical intuitive, he reached into what's called heliarchion, which is a much more accurate term than the Akashic records, and received God knowledge of something that mankind would need at the time of the end, which is now. We're at the time of the end of the secular age of humans on Earth. What we're doing to the planet is so disgusting and so dangerous that much of the human race isn't going to survive a decade or two from what we're doing. We're being sterilized. Our IQs are dropping. We're damaging crops, and many of the organisms on the planet are dying from things like Fukushima Daiichi radiation, even along the coast of British Columbia and northern Washington State, and people don't even pay attention. And they try to silence people, and of course, the people that are passive, they silence them. People like me, I got a nasty side to me. You try to cross or threaten me, you're not going to have a bad day. You're going to die, okay? Or you're going to end up in court losing big time. So it's only people like me that are compassionate but also tough that are going to stay around. I'm a warrior. I love to run toward battle. I don't run away from it. So why do you ask away, why is Nutridyne so important? It's because it's the most powerful of our antipathogenics. There's no surviving virus, bacteria, fungus, worm, helminth, they call them, that can survive Nutridyne. It goes through the biofilm like it's butter, and it kills them all. And it does it in several ways. Firstly, it has a direct toxic effect of monatomic iodine, but it also has an indirect effect. It increases the ability of your lymphocytes to create superoxide anion radical. It's 100 million degrees. It's hotter than the coronosphere of the sun. So nobody's going to survive that. It's not antibodies. It's superoxide anion radical generated by your lymphocytes and a direct toxic effect on pathogens. Amazing, eh? Back in a moment. On the break there, Tony, you asked about what are the markers of aging. If you look at an electron microscope of aging tissue, brain, organ, whatever tissue has, you'll see decreased mitophagy, which means old damaged mitochondria are still hanging around. And that's why you'll see if people have the FOXO2 gene and increased mitophagy, which is the basis for the drug Glucopatch. They actually are researching various drugs that are trying to affect what's called the mTOR system. Have you ever heard of mTOR before? Right. Okay. Well, what they want to do is extend lifespan by affecting mTOR, by increasing mitophagy to damage, get rid of old damaged mitochondria. It's like Donald Trump when he used to have a show, The Apprentice, and he said, "You're fired." Well, think of it as little Donald Trump on the end of your white cell pointing his finger down and say, "You're fired," to mitochondria and old damaged cells. If you have the FOXO2 gene, which I happen to have, you have a better, you know, you're fired system to get rid of old mitochondria and damaged cells. If you're diabetic, there's decreased mitophagy. Now, free radicals are all bad except for one type, and that's where your white cells generated at the interface where it wraps around a bacteria or a pathogen or a worm. And otherwise, all free radicals are bad because they cross-link proteins and they damage the active site of enzymes and they damage ion channels. And ion channels allow active transport of minerals and amino acids into cells through transfer processes. For example, our minerals are all Albion chelates, so we have a protein amino acid transfer system that actually has piggybacked the minerals to carry them into the cell so they don't rely on the typical ion channels. So we have a ward-level mineral delivery system in our minerals on life support, minerals plus, vitamineral max and vitamineral mix. And we're also working on a new technology to deliver signal minerals using a liposomal enzymatic activated system we use now for NDME and our NutriSilver and use it for other minerals. So you know, take a specific mineral. Because remember, when you lose the ability to activate your genes, you get gene silencing, and that's the actual sine qua non of aging, is gene silencing causing decreased structural proteins and enzymes. Every aging organ has a decrease. That's why things like our peptides, which increase DNA transcription, and our epigenetic frequency therapy increases gene transcription of structural proteins and enzymes. So aging is gene silencing. Now, what Neutrodyne does is put you in a high redox state, so it's going to slow the aging process down. It's one of many things in our anti-aging armamentarium. We now have Red Deer Velvet DR. We have epigenetic frequency therapy. We got luminin light, photochromatic light therapy. We got mild hyperbaric oxygen to release nitric oxide. Because nitric oxide is necessary to release oxygen, and if your tissues are in a high redox state, because of oxygen and activation of your DNA, you can't fight pathogens or get rid of toxins. So it all kind of comes together as an orchestra. Do you see what I mean?
Right. And so we were talking about like how free radicals can cause, excess free radicals can cause an increase in oxidative stress. And it's believed that oxidative stress can, you know, interfere with neurological disease, or it causes neurological disease, you know.
Yeah, and it causes every disease. If you were actually to take a field ion scanner and scan someone, and you looked at a specific organ, let's say their liver or their eyes or their brain or whatever, you'd see the target organ would have, if you let's say electron deficiency would be little black dots. You'd see a whole pile of little black dots in the target organ on a four-dimensional, which means a time scope, so it would be a video of the target organ. So if you gave them, say, an intravenous of a marker compound that you're losing, like when you have a PET scan, we give positronically labeled fluorodeoxyglucose, okay? And the positrons means they're positively charged electrons, and we actually make them using a beam accelerator. And then we make the positrons, we make positronically labeled glucose as a substrate, so the tissues take it up. We can actually see the density of the positrons in the target organ. Now, what I would do is you wouldn't need to actually have a specific compound, but you'd actually would be able to look at this frequency spectra and actually pick up in three-dimensional space the presence of a specific spectra and actually map out the anatomy and the microanatomy of organs using a supercomputer, because you need supercomputer capacity to actually map out frequency spectra of molecules in three-dimensional space and with the time element four-dimensional space.
And what we're going to do, that's let you know if a disease is present or forming?
Well, all diseases, basically, the term disease is actually good. If you're at ease, you're not out of balance. If you're diseased, and the disease happens long before you get symptoms, you've got what we call micropathology or macropathology long before disease happens. You can see it on a quantum scan because you get a disturbance in the quantum biophysics and circuits of the body. So, for example, one of the things I discovered years ago when I was using a Keithley Enterprises microcircuit analyzer, I go over the chi or energy points or acupoints with an acupuncture point finder, and I could put the Keithley Enterprises microcircuit analyzer over energy points, and if I identified that someone had, say, an Ottsar carcinoma of the lung, I could actually tell which bones have been metastasized through by picking up the frequencies over the specific bones. So when I sent them off for a bone scan with the radiologist, the bone scan would show the exact same findings that I had, which organs or bones it actually had metastasized to. So the same way with disease, if you've got rheumatoid arthritis in the right knee and there's none on the left, it's not that there isn't an antibody that could attack the potential cartilage in the joint, it's that the quantum biocircuit is not present in the left knee when it's not diseased, but it's present in the right knee, and the knee is hot enough you can feel the heat a foot away from the knee. And they're getting rheumatoid nodules and destruction of cartilage and activation of a superoxide radical that's actually destroying the cartilage and the glycosaminoglycan. So my approach, and I'm going to start putting a series of videos out, virtually every disease you can think of, the current medical model is wrong, and guess who's right? Dr. Deagle. And I'm going to put a model out on every disease from pain to cancer to heart disease to seizure disorders to epigenetic disturbances caused by things like Down syndrome or Fragile X syndrome, because remember, it's not just a genetic, it's an epigenetic disorder related to specific nutrient deficiency. So if you could identify a fetus in utero, you can give them the right nutrients, and you would change the epigenetic expression of those genes, and you change the morphology of the fetus or the child coming out. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Now, the way I think is qualitatively different than pretty well anybody, and the reason is I'm very curious. And when you ask enough questions, you realize any way you previously thought was incorrect. And that means that we now, so if you're out there and you're trying to knock out your infection, let's say you got, I had one today of a person that has chronic dysbiosis in their gut. Well, at least the first few weeks to a month, they need to take high-dose Neutrodyne, 15 drops in water 3 times a day, Alcimin, Nutrisilver, Gastroheal the gut lining, and recolonize with Living Probiotic Ultra, 100 billion organisms every third day. And when they do this, along with their immunoglobulins, which, by the way, are the little red light on the pathogen, it's like, you know, if you're a sniper, you want the red light on your target before you hit. So you look through your glass, hey, there's red light, it's on my target. And that's what antibodies do to immunoglobulins. They transfer to your immune system. So Neutrodyne is pretty special. And right now we're in what I call pre-pandemic phase, and I've been going to do more alerts on the H7N9. It's my prediction in the next couple of years we're going to start seeing major genetic changes to H7N9. Once it gets a large enough population of people that's infected, it's very likely to jump from China, especially during Chinese New Year, and start spreading around the world. And it'll probably drop lethality from 38% to, say, 10 or 15%, and then it'll affect everybody, but 10% are going to die. Unless they take our Neutrodyne. Now, the problem is that most people don't realize you better stockpile this stuff now because the globalists want this to happen. And, in fact, they often will do what we'll call bench upgrades to these viruses, and it's very simple to do it. You take the virus, I'll tell you how right now, so people out there will think, well, I'm just making this up. You take the virus, and this was discovered back in the 1960s, and remember the guy that they said was the killer of JFK? Remember that guy? What was his name? Oswald?
Harvey Oswald.
Mm-hmm. Did you know Lee Harvey Oswald was a bioweaponeer? He was not a sniper?
I believe.
Yeah, and he was standing outside the building. He was not in the building in the depository. But anyway, Lee Harvey Oswald was working with a project, in fact, as a bioweaponeer. And they were working in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and they discovered that if you blast ferrets, say, with your target virus, the virus itself will mutate and become more pathogenic. So all you got to do is infect a ferret, which is close enough in biology to humans, and then you pass it through and take that virus and get the next ferret and blast it with cobalt-60 radiation. And each time you blast it, the virus gets more deadly. 10 pass-throughs, damn it, you got a super weapon. Did you know that? That's all you got to do. You don't even need to put it under a microscope or do anything else. I can tell you right now, if I just have some spent cobalt-60 or a radioisotope, I can, in my garage, make the super bioweapon. It's easy as hell to do. Okay? So that's why you need Neutrodyne. You need Neutrodyne because we got super plays coming. H7N9 is on my radar now, but we got others. Candida auris, 30% fatal if you get it in an ICU in America now. 2 years ago, it came from Japan. Now it's here. If H7N9 comes with the Chinese New Year, say, in the next couple of years, it's going to kill a lot of Americans and people around the world. 1918 killed my grandmother's brother and sister. Those super plagues are coming back, and they're not going to be easy, and the doctors do not have antivirals or early enough treatment to stop it from killing you and making you spread it to all your relatives, friends, and maybe even pets. So if you think your doctor is competent, think again. They're lost in space. How's that? Yeah, like the movie, Lost in Space. Good. Stay right there. We'll get your rebook, and we'll have Cody Snodgrass on next.
How well?
Have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.